Blog Talk Radio.
Situation it is tonight. His name.
to hear our worship.
Have your way.
He's here right now.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Beloved, I want you to know the atmosphere has been set for God to speak. Have your way, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, God's altar of encouragement, release, and renewal. I'm your host, Prophetess Stacy. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for making me your vessel on tonight, Lord God. I ask, God, that you move through me the way that you want to move, God. Say what you want to say tonight, God, and impact many lives, Lord God. You know in the area where they need you most, Lord God. Let them be attentive to your word tonight, Lord God, and let healing take place tonight. Let deliverance take place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. prayer requests and comments will be taken immediately following the message. Before I get into tonight's message, I feel like I need to recap you on what happened on last night's message, because last night's message and tonight's message go together. I guess you can say it's part one and part two. Last night's message was the burden has shifted, and the foundational text, which is also the foundational text for tonight, is Mark 15, verses 21 through 25. From last night, I'm going to read from the NIV. It says, a certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 a.m. when they crucified him. And I'm just going to give you some quick highlights from last night before I get into tonight's message. But you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire and look up The Burden Has Shifted. It's all there. Simon represents you and me, just an ordinary person going about an ordinary day. The Message Bible says he was walking by, coming from work. And the Bible also takes time to give special reverence to the fact that Simon was not just a working man, but Simon was a father, just an ordinary person like you and me. Still, he was the one forced to carry Jesus' cross. That day, Simon was forced to lay aside his agenda, his wants and needs, and walk out what it means to be a disciple of Christ. If you are his, it is something we are all called to do. Matthew 16, verse 24 in Amplified says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself and his own interests, and take up his cross and follow me. Cling steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. The Christian walk is not an easy walk, but it is a blessed walk, because Jesus has promised to be with us every step of the way. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and surely he will be with you always to the very end of the age. Have you ever heard someone say, or have you said in a moment of anger, forget you then, I don't need you. That's exactly what God wants you to do. Forget you then. The moment he calls up on your heart, you forget you then, because unlike the world, God does have need of you. Still, he was the one forced to carry Jesus' cross. Sometimes your life gets thrown in the fire so that you can teach others how to survive, for we do not survive in ourselves but in him. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4 in NIV says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Don't be intimidated. You can bring comfort, peace to any trouble through the strength of the one who has comforted you. Don't be intimidated. You can bring comfort, peace, to any trouble through the strength of the one that has comforted you. For the rest of it, go online. Now to tonight's message. And as I said, I guess you could call it part two. Tonight's message is carrying the burden, doing what you thought you couldn't do. And the foundational text, once again, is Mark 15, 21 through 25. This time I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. In just a second. There was a man walking by, coming from work, Simon from Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They made him carry Jesus' cross. The soldiers brought Jesus to Golgotha, meaning Skull Hill. They offered him a mild painkiller, wine mixed with myrrh, but he wouldn't take it. And they nailed him to the cross. They divided up his clothes and threw dice to see who would get them. They nailed him up at 9 o'clock in the morning. They forced Simon to carry Jesus' cross. Sometimes God allows situations to happen to prove to you the strength he has embedded in you. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You can do all things through Christ who has given you strength. He has embedded it in you, and you can do it. They forced Simon to carry Jesus' cross. When your enemies think they are hindering you, it's then that God teaches you to endure. When your enemies think they are hindering you, it's then that God teaches you to endure. Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, "The race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endures to the end." Matthew 24:13. Some of you would have never learned to walk, to stand, and move, operate in God had it not been for the circumstances placed on your shoulders. David said in Psalms 119:71, "It was good for me to be afflicted so that I may learn your decrees." It's good for you to go through, because it's in going through when you really push and get closer to God. So don't despise your going through. But God says in Psalms 23:4, "Yea, though I walk," God desires that you walk. Keep walking through the valley. "I will fear no evil. Walk without fear of evil, because you are with me." God is with you. Simon was chosen, appointed, called to carry the cross. The strongest person in the world is not the person who works out, but the person who works. The strongest person in the world is not the person who works out, but the person who walks out what they have been called to do. Let me read that again just because I like it. The strongest person in the world is not the person who works out, but the person who walks out what they have been called to do. What you walk out, you can walk away from. Your test is not your tombstone. Simon carried Jesus' cross. He walked it out, but he did not die on Calvary. He got to walk away from the situation because his test was not his tombstone. Beloved, your test is not your tombstone. Just like Simon, you get to walk away. Let me say that again. Beloved, your test is not your tombstone. Just like Simon, you get to walk away. 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the Message Bible says, "No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face." All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He will never let you be pushed beyond your limit. He will always be there to help you come through. And when I got to this point in the message, God led me in a different direction, so it may seem like Prophetess Stacy, you're going away from the title of the message, but I'm following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And as always, my Father knows best. It says, "Beloved, pain can be handled without falling. You do not have to fall into depression, fornication, a promiscuous lifestyle, drugs, anorexia, bulimia, or cutting yourself to cope." Simon was able to handle the pain of carrying the cross because Jesus was there. And at this time, I'm going to play "Come Just As You Are," because I want everybody out there, God told me to tell everybody out there who's struggling with anorexia, bulimia, purging, eating disorder, depression, and especially cutting. He told me that if it's you or if it's somebody you know, get them to the laptop, to the computer right now, or to the phone, and come to the altar. That's what this song is about. Come just as you are. Come to God. And immediately following this song, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this prayer goes out tonight, God, to everybody that needs you, God, that's dealing with anorexia, God, bulimia, God, binge eating disorder, God, depression, God, especially the ones that cut in themselves, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them to understand, God, that you've already taken all of their pain. You've already been marred, which means the cut, God. You've already been cut up, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for being, God, for going to Calvary, Lord God, and just being everything that we could not be, God. We thank you for taking this sacrifice, Lord God. We ask that you step into everybody's life, God, that's doing all these things to themselves, God, to help them to understand that you love them. They do have self-worth. They do have self-esteem, God. Rebuild their self-esteem, God. We cancel out, God, and we step in and we speak against every evil influence, every evil demonic spirit, Lord God, that's attacking their minds and making them think that they need to cut themselves, that they need to not eat, that they need to overeat, that they need to vomit when they do eat, God. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord God, to have a positive self-image, Lord God. Help that girl to understand that she's not too fat, that she's not big, that she's just the right size. Help her, Lord God, to stop looking at what the magazines say, Lord God, what television says the perfect size is supposed to be. Help her to stop looking at what society says beautiful is supposed to be, Lord God. But help her, Lord God, to look inside, Lord God, because your word says that there's a place that you put inside a man and woman too, Lord God, that cries out for you, God. Help her to find that spot, Lord God, that she may reach out to you, Lord God. If she's at home, Lord God, or in a school dorm, or wherever she may be, Lord God, help her to hear these words that's coming out of my mouth. And, Lord God, don't let her hear me. Let her hear you, Lord God. Let her reach for you tonight. Let her get delivered tonight, Lord God. And for the young man, Lord God, that's cutting himself, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help him to see that there's a better way. For the young man that's on drugs, Lord God, help him to see that there's a better way, Lord God. All he needs is your Holy Spirit, God. Touch him right where he is, Lord God. Deliver him, God. Set him free and fill him with your precious Holy Ghost, God, that he may go higher in his life than drugs had ever taken, God. He think he got high now. He think he has a buzz now from alcohol, Lord God. But take him higher than he's ever been, further than he ever thought he could go, Lord God. Prove yourself, Lord God, tonight to everybody that's listening, Lord God, and that are dealing with these issues, God. I thank you for bringing forth deliverance like only you can. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and I honor you so much tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now that we prayed and connect our faith with that prayer, the Bible not only says to pray, but the Bible says faith without action is dead. So as I said, we connected our faith with the prayer, but now it's time to take action. Because I don't want Prolific Father to just be somewhere where you come. Yes, I love the word of God. Yes, I do believe that God is going to answer that prayer. But I don't want Prolific Father to be somewhere that you just come to hear a few scriptures, to hear me say that God loves you, to hear whatever speaker there may be say God loves you, and good night, and call us, and we'll pray for you if you need us. I want us to be a place where you can get some answers, where you can get help right now. You can pray, but you can also take action because the Bible says faith without action is dead. So like I said, right now we're going to take action. If you're dealing with pain, with the pain of an eating disorder, anorexia, or bulimia, a binge eating disorder, you can call Remuda Ranch to speak to a counselor. The number is 1-866-585-5853. And if you say Prophet Stacy, why should I call them? Because I've checked them out. I checked them out very well because there was a time in my life where it looked like that I was going to have to go check myself in to Bermuda Ranch for anorexia, but the Lord delivered, and I thank him so much tonight for delivering. So I know firsthand that they are equipped to do what they said they can do. They have 20 years of experience with dealing with anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating disorder. Once again, the number is 1-866-585-5853, and they're in Arizona, and Arizona is mountain time. They open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. They're 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. And I kind of worked this out based on what the woman told me on the phone earlier. And I pray that this is right. But if you're in Central Standard Time, it'll be 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And if you're in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, it's 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. Also, I wanted to look up some information, how to help clutters, but I'm the type of person that if I can't find a facility that I feel is capable and that can get the job done, I won't give you any type of information. So tonight, I couldn't find a facility that I thought was capable of doing the job. But I'm going to keep looking, and if you need further prayer or just private consultation about the things of God, and you just don't want to feel like you're alone, you can always email me at Prolific Fire. Prolific is spelled P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire, at gmail.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/prolificfire, or follow me on Facebook at facebook.com, Prophetess Stacy. And once again, for everybody that's dealing with cutting, If you follow me at either one of those places, when I get the information, I'll be sure to post it. And once again, you can email me because I want to be there for you. I definitely want to be there for you. I care. I love you. And this goes out to everybody that's hurting. Jesus told me to tell you that he knows how it feels to be abused. Mark 15, verse 24 says, they crucified him, dividing up his clothes, gambling to see who would get them. Jesus hung on the cross, naked, abused, exposed, feeling violated, condemned, hurt. He knows. Jesus knows what it feels like to have the bottom dropped out of his world, to feel abandoned, alone, isolated, to almost slip into depression. In Matthew 27, verse 46, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He knows. Jesus knows how it feels to have your flesh cut. In Isaiah 52:14 in the NIV, it says, just as there were many who appalled him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred. And marred means to make defective, to do injury, to do injury to, especially by cutting. His form marred, cut beyond human likeness. He knows. Isaiah 53, verses 2 through 6 in the Message Bible, there was nothing attractive about him, nothing that caused us to take a second look. He was looked down on, passed over, a man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him, thought he was scum, but the fact is, it was our pain he carried. Beloved, Jesus has carried your pain. You don't have to self-inflict because of what you can't fix, because of what they said. Be free. Be healed from the hurt tonight. Isaiah 53, verse 7 in the Message Bible said, Jesus was beaten. He was tortured. Therefore, beloved, you don't have to be tortured in your mind any longer. We speak peace to your mind, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We speak peace, the peace that calms the storms of life to your mind tonight. Be free, be healed from the hurt in Jesus' name. I want to read John 16, verse 33 in the Amplified to you. It says, Jesus said, I told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. God wants you to have perfect peace and confidence. In this world, you will have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. You're going to have all those things. But he said, be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. He's already conquered it. He's already made his way through what you're trying to live through. Just give it to him in the name of Jesus. I see that there's no prayer requests, no comments coming in tonight. But as they say in church, there's always room for one. So if you want to contact me later, that's fine. All I really care about is somebody getting set free tonight. So I want to close tonight with a prayer of salvation. If you don't know the Lord, it's time to come to him tonight. All you have to say is, Father God, I am a sinner. And I recognize tonight, God, that I'm in need of a Savior. And I recognize with everything that's in me, God, I know that Jesus is who he said he is. I know that he died for me. I believe it. I want him to come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I renounce everything, Lord God, that stands against your name, that goes against your word. Help me to be the man, the boy, the woman, the girl that you call me to be. Lord God, help me, Lord God, to walk away from things, Lord God, that has me hindered. Help me to stop cutting myself. Help me to stop overeating. Help me to stop not eating. Help me to stop looking at myself wrong. Help me to stop thinking wrong about myself. Change me, Lord God. Help me, Lord God. Help me to get in your word and help the Holy Spirit to show me what I'm reading, Lord God, so that I can apply it to my life and change will come. In the name of Jesus, I accept you now, and I believe that I'm free. I shall be free. I speak it, and I will hold on to it no matter what comes tomorrow. I am free in the name of Jesus. Welcome to my family. I so honor you as my brother, as my sister. If you need me, once again, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. Yay, I got it right. And I thank everyone that joined me tonight, everyone that's listening. God bless you. And follow me on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss anything. I love you. Good night.